Hello, Robbie.
What's happening, troops?
Well, I want to know, how do you fill in your time with no Premier League over the weekend?
Well, very simple, my son. That was the last round of the NRL. I watched pretty much every game.
Beautiful.
And, of course, the Ashes in the evening.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was okay. And caught up a little bit on the international football. Hmm. But there's always something going on.
There's basketball, always something.
The Boomers.
Yeah.
Hey, sport is just never ending.
No, no, you're right. Keeps going. Soccer is for Kuwait. That's tomorrow morning, 1:30. World Cup and Asian Cup qualifier. Now, this is an interesting one. Mark Milligan ruled out, so they lose some experience there, Rob.
Yeah, they do. And, this is a sign of the times. And I'm certainly not going to be negative here on the morning of our opening World Cup qualifier, but. Yeah, Mark Milligan's pushing 45, isn't he? He's been
not
around
quite.
Forever, God bless him. Mark Milligan has been so consistent for the Socceroos. And in an era which was dominated by Tim Cahill, a lot of the work Milligan did probably went unnoticed, but certainly not by just about every coach that's been there since he's come into the Socceroos. So he's been... And he's still pivotal, and he does bring, and Jimmy hit the nail on the head. It's that experience that he brings, and they're going to miss that in this tricky opening game against Kuwait. But it is, still a sign that our transition is still difficult because we're still hanging on to players that probably, I think for Mark Milligan himself, was contemplating retirement after the last World Cup, but Graham Arnold has managed to convince him that he's still needed.
Mate, how does Arnie balance that, an eye on the future when we eventually get to the World Cup, hopefully, fingers crossed, compared to making sure we win and we pick the best players available? What sort of balance do you have there? One eye on what's happening and one eye on the future?
Yeah, well, that's the fine line. And, it's all about qualifying.
Right.
The first phase is going to be reasonably comfortable. So if you are going to experiment and have that eye towards the future, be in the games. No disrespect to nations like Nepal, who lost to Kuwait in their opening game 7-0. So, and Jordan is going to be the other tricky one. They opened theirs with a 2-1 win over Chinese Taipei. So a couple of teams already with points on the board. But when you play the likes of Nepal, as I said, Kuwait beat them 7-0, and Chinese Taipei at home in particular, and to a large extent away, there's where you might have that eye to the future where you can have a look at people. But, when you're playing Jordan away and tonight or Wednesday morning, we're on air at 1 o'clock, 1:30 a.m. kickoff.
Jeez.
Yes, I know. Jesus. I'll give you a call as I'm coming home. these are the tricky ones in this first phase of qualifying, which we will top the group, fairly certain. So, there'll be no experimenting tonight. Right. That's why Mark Milligan is a loss.
Mm.
But there's enough there for us to beat Kuwait. Although, that weather is going to play a big part. I spoke to Graham Arnold a couple of days ago and it was 48 degrees. So it's very, very hot over there.
Here's a predicted starting 11. Matty Ryan, Ryan Grant, Sainsbury, Degenek, Beach, Moy, Beach, Luongo, Irvine, Leckie, Mabil, Taggart. That sounds pretty strong.
Yeah, and obviously you've got Moy. He could come in there. Obviously, I think he'll start.
Moy's named, he's starting.
And Brandon Borrello is another one that I know Graham up because I spoke to him several nights ago. And, he's thinking of a front line. Adam Taggart, big chance for him to, come in. We know that since Tim Cahill's gone, goal scoring is our problem. And to a lesser extent, Milo Jednak, although a lot of his goals did come from penalties, but still. He did have a fair whack of the goals scoring. So, the number 9 shirt there, Jamie McLaren, squad, of course, but the number 9 shirt is there for up the grade for someone to say, okay, I'm going to take this on and take it for a while.
Yeah. Mate, we talk a lot about the pathway systems, Robbie, and the needing for them to be reworked in the sport of soccer, but plenty of sports in this country, by the way. But our under-21s, 1-1 to New Zealand, how are we going with that sort of pathway system?
No, we're going, it's absolutely rotten. And it's under-23s, this is the Olympic team.
Yeah.
So you're probably right at the moment. They're around that age because, the Olympics isn't yet. The Olympics is still a way off.
Well, not that far away, actually.
No, it's not that far away, but, you know, we can't... This is the second time they've drawn in a week, 1-1 with New Zealand. And that's the state of us at the moment. Again, no disrespect to New Zealand, but, you know, we can't beat New Zealand at home.
Right.
What hope are we going to have to qualify? So,
yeah. We need to qualify, darling.
How long since we have qualified?
We haven't qualified for the last 3 Olympics.
3.
Yeah. And we've never missed one before that.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, we would need a whole show, maybe a whole week of these shows to talk about pathways.
Yeah.
It's been ruined. It's been torn apart. And the wrong messages, the wrong culture has tried to instill by another nationality. I've said it a million times before. They tried to change the way we think.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute and utter disaster.
Yeah. Do you think they're moving in the right direction now, though, Rob? Mm.
I think they're trying to. But I'll tell you now, you start today, day one.
Yeah.
It's a decade to finish.
Right.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A big, big job, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, just off topic a little bit, mate, I was listening to the Matty Johns podcast on the way in. It goes for 2.5 hours with his chat with Craig Johnston.
Yeah.
Now, I'd imagine you've heard it, Rob. I know you're a massive Liverpool fan, and probably a part of that is because of Craig Johnston. But what an unbelievable story from a humble, humble champion.
It is an incredible story. And his book was written a long, long time ago. If anyone can get a hand on the book he wrote, it's an incredible story.
Ugh.
I mean, lots of the stories from Aussie kids who went and made it overseas are quite incredible because, as we know, soccer is not the number one sport, but particularly when Jono grew up, even less so. You know, he certainly inspired me and inspired many others to go and try and do the same thing.
Yeah.
Although that was many years later. He was really a pioneer before anyone even followed him. And when you think he was only 27 when he stopped.
Yes.
It's an extraordinary story. But the start of his story when he was at Middlesbrough, he was basically told to go. And he refused to go and trained in the car park.
Yes. Yes.
It's just... And that's true. That is dead set true. And, you know, he just hung around. And eventually it paid off and he played for, as you know, Jimmy, one of the greatest sides that ever played the game in England. You know, the great Liverpool team of the late, well, the 80s in particular for him, with the likes of Kenny Dalglish and Graeme Souness and the rest of them. So, absolutely amazing story.
Good on you, Robbie. Always good to chat and good luck getting up for the Socceroos tonight.
Yeah, good on you guys.